At this point, it is important to mention that the Libyan anti-government groups have openly asked the White House and the heads of the NATO alliance to establish a no-fly zone as a stepping stone for a full-scale invasion of Libya. This was written in the Washington Post a couple of days ago.
Ardeshir Omani at a community debate on the revolutions in the Arab world, sponsored by the American-Iranian Friendship Committee on Saturday, March 10, warned that an attack on Libya was being planned. But political scientist Kaveh Afrasiabi disagreed and accused the U.S. of complicity with Muammar Gaddafi. Dr. Afrasiabi may have misread Washington's intentions. On March 14, Saudi Arabia, a close U.S. ally in the Middle East, conducted a bloody military intervention against pro-democracy protesters in Bahrain. The military talk, said International Action Center Sarah Flanders, deeply contrasts with Washington's stance towards earlier popular uprisings in Tunisia and Egypt, where hundreds have been killed by U.S.-friendly governments. The message then was
an urging of caution and an insistence on nonviolence.
And now, pro-democracy regime change is the order of the day. So, why are so few protesting yet another Western attack on a Muslim country? A lecture by Stuart Char, Brooklyn College Professor Emeritus of North African and Middle Eastern History, on Wednesday at Alwan for the Arts, may shed some light on a possible answer.
The guy that started the revolution, Ahmed Meher, is a computer genius, and he knows how the social network works. He put on stuff on the internet that drew hundreds of thousands of people. Scary shots of torture victims.
The image of the Arab uprisings in Tunisia and Egypt that has stuck with many in the liberal and progressive left, supplemented by New York Times exposés, is of technology-savvy youngsters courageously and peacefully organizing protests, demanding democratic rights, and using relentless internet propaganda to denounce corrupt and ruthless tyrants. But Professor Stewart may have been wrong on one prediction.
I just read the most sobering piece about Libya that I've come across, and it was in a left-of-center journal, Merit Middle East Report, and I shivered. The Libyans are going to be creamed. Nobody is going to step in. President Obama has had the State Department spokesman say yesterday that Libya is not of vital interest to the United States.
And in their eagerness to join in with the chorus of Western leaders praising the struggle for democratic values against obsolete dictators, American progressives, according to Sarah Flanders, may soon regret being blind to the consequences of a military intervention against Libya.
The worst thing that could happen to the revolutionary process unfolding in Egypt and in Tunisia today is U.S. military intervention. U.S. military enforcing what they call humanitarian corridors, no-fly zone. All of this takes direct collusion and collaboration with the military in Egypt and in Tunisia. It really is an effort to freeze the whole process.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.